Hi, and welcome to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah continues on the theme of people who are busy, people who are preoccupied with a mitzvah, and therefore they are not obligated in other mitzvahs. The term for that is oisig b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. One who is concerned and one who is busy, preoccupied with a mitzvah, is pater, is exempt from another mitzvah. So the Mishnah begins, Misha meisai muto lefanav. Unfortunately, God forbid, a person who loses one of their immediate relatives, so that'll be a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, or a spouse. Patur mishema, mikriya shema, they are exempt from saying l'shema, umin ha-tfila, and from shmona esrei, prayers, umin ha-tefillin, and from wearing tefillin. Now that obviously is talking about before, when the Mishnah says that if a person has a dead person in front of them, that's talking about before burial. During that time period, we call the person an onin, and they are not exempt. They are not obligated in positive commandments, so they don't have to make brachos and they don't have to daven and put on tefillin. It goes without saying that they're not permitted to violate negative commandments. Like a person can't eat a cheeseburger just because they're in the time period between the death of a loved one and the burial. And the Mishnah continues: Noisei hamita, those that are carrying the dead person, the coffin. The bier, in those days, they would carry the dead person to the outskirts of the city on a stretcher. They do that in Israel today as well. So those people carrying the chilufein, or even those that eventually are going to take them over, the chilufein, or those that are going to exchange the exchangers, that means to say they're going to take over the next wave after that wave becomes too tired to carry. Eshelufnei amita, veshel achar amita, whether they are in front of the stretcher, whether they are behind the stretcher, the rule of thumb is like this. Es shel amita tzarech bahen. If they are needed to be carried, or they are directly needed for to carry the actual coffin or the stretcher, peturin, they are exempt from saying kriyashma. Ve'she'ein amita tzarech ben, those people that are accompanying but are not need to carry, they're just there to accompany it, to be milave it, for the respect and the prestige of the dead person. Chayavin, those people are obligated in kriyashma and tefillin because they can stop and they can fulfill it. Elu va'elu, the mission, however, concludes whether they're carrying it or if they're just accompanying it, betur min atfila. They are exempt from saying Shemona Esrei. When it comes to Shema or putting on tefillin, those are things that could be done while a person is walking. Actually, the law is that while a person says the first verse, they would have to stop and say just the first verse. But once they do that, they can continue walking. The same thing, a person could put on tefillin while they're walking. But Shemona Esrei, which has to be said while a person is stationary, also, it has to be said with extra kavana and intent. That's not possible for them to do. And since they are preoccupied with a mitzvah, they're osef a mitzvah, they're pater from another mitzvah. They're exempt from doing a different mitzvah. We see from this Mishnah the extreme importance of the performance of a mitzvah, so much so that when a person performs a mitzvah, they're supposed to be 100% invested in that mitzvah. And therefore, even another mitzvah doesn't obligate them to do it. In practical halacha, we do find this concept of this idea of a person being busy with a mitzvah and being exempt from doing other mitzvahs, but that's only something which the time is pressing and has to be done right now and there's no one else to do it. Then, if a person is busy with that, they're exempt from another mitzvah. But if it can be done later, and so they can do both, they could say the Shema and do the other mitzvah, or it's not necessarily something that they need to do, someone else who already said the Shema could do it, that would not be an exemption. Wishing you a beautiful, very successful, and amazing day.